Graham's campaign assembled the troops outside of his Rochester office for the senator's so-called front porch swing bus tour.
What we need to do now is to take this issue, our campaign of Minnesota values, of Minnesota dreams, and we've got to take it to everybody in Minnesota.
About 25 supporters climbed onto the bus, which brought the senator's message to a neighborhood in Albert Lea and an historic farm interpretive center in Fairmont. The tour culminated with a town meeting at a park there about Social Security and education. Southern Minnesota is a Graham stronghold. He says he chose to campaign there to shore up his support.
We've got, you know, good strength out state, so we just want to make sure we're out there and let people know how important this race is, and we need to build their excitement and enthusiasm as well, because they might support you, but if you can't excite them enough to go to the polls, that vote goes wasted.
Graham's re-election effort got a big boost over the weekend when 2,000 delegates to the Republican State Convention unanimously backed his bid for re-election.
And now I ask you, fellow delegates, do we have a motion from the floor for endorsement by acclamation? Senator Graham is officially now endorsed.
Ronald Reagan's Morning in America, Shining City on a Hill imagery as he underscored on stage at the convention his commitment to cutting taxes and reducing the reach of government.
You know, it was 6 years ago this month, and there we stood together as friends and we pledged a new era for Minnesota. It was an era of promise and possibility in which families were uplifted, taxpayers respected, and government supported us as a partner, not a parent. Today, well, we're all a little older, a little more battle-tested, but the friendships have deepened, and so has our determination that we have to set this country on a course toward freedom, opportunity, and prosperity for all that cannot be reversed.
Graham's left the convention asking the Republican activists to work hard for his re-election. Last week, Minnesota Democrats endorsed State Senator Jerry Janicich's candidacy to unseat Graham's. Janicich, however, faces a primary challenge from attorney Mike Cerisi, former state auditor Mark Dayton, and Minneapolis businesswoman Rebecca Yanish. Graham's won't say who he'd prefer to run against in November's general election. Republican strategist and NPR political commentator Tom Horner says Janicich would likely be the easiest for Graham's to defeat.
I think Janicich is going to have a hard time moving off of his regional base. I think he's going to come out of the primary position to very far to the left. And I think he's going to be painted as a clone of Paul Wellstone. And I'm not sure that Minnesotans are ready to elect a second Paul Wellstone to the United States Senate.
As Graham's was preparing to leave on his bus tour, reporters couldn't help but notice and comment on the fact he once again was wearing cowboy boots, blue jeans, and a plaid shirt. That's the same look he had at the convention, in stark contrast to his usual suit and tie.
Those are nice.
Judging from the commercial film crew that followed the senator over the past couple of days, expect to see the dressed-down Rod Graham's in a campaign commercial soon. Graham says he's trying to hold back on TV for the time being, given that he doesn't know which of the four DFL challengers will win the primary and go on to the general election.
You don't fire till you see the whites of their eyes. In other words, we don't want to just, you know, put it on the air. We're trying to coordinate this campaign so everything we do makes a difference and getting your bang for the buck. But we're ready to go on the air when we think we need to.
Staffers say Graham's campaign will spend about $7 million on his re-election effort. This is Mark Sedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.